Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Movie Geeks United. Tonight is Name That Film Score Night. Very excited.
I'm really going kind of nuts here because you said this is the toughest one ever, and now I'm like, oh God, I thought the others were tough, but okay, so much
this,
for
this,
that.
Yeah, this one is particularly challenging, I think,
mm-hmm.
but we're always surprised, so they'll probably ace it.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a great show. We got two, possibly three rounds of Name That Film Score. An abbreviated third round might occur if time permits
mm-hmm.
tonight. But also a quick announcement at the top of the show. Those of you that are tuning in to play a part in our Goonies contest, our first trivia question will be asked during tonight's show related to the Goonies. Now, if you know the correct answer, you can email that answer to moviegeeksunited@yahoo.com for a chance to win the upcoming 25th anniversary Ultimate Collector's Edition of the Goonies on DVD, which is a $50 value. So keep your ears sharp and tuned in for that that question a little later on in the show. Okay, let's get our contestants on the line here. They're both with us here. Amin Matalka and Austin Wintory. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hello.
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good. You're like honorary movie geeks, so you're like really part of the show at this point. I mean,
you're
like
our family.
It's a family affair at this point. Yeah.
Yeah.
I look forward to this every month with such excitement, and I sincerely am honored and thrilled to be the one who defeats Austin every month.
He loves it so much that his cycles have realigned to this monthly calendar.
Yes.
I'm putting my day job and making movies.
Amin, I got to tell you, man, I think that this month's competition is going to be the toughest yet because there's some challenging scores tonight, really challenging. Maybe not for you.
Looking forward to it.
Let's get to some exciting news. First, off the top of the show, Austin, you received some nominations today.
I did. I was very happy to get a couple of nominations at the Hollywood Music Awards. Or they changed the name. It's the Hollywood Music and Media Awards, I think, is what they've changed it to. HMMA. Yeah, Hollywood Music and Media. For a film that I did called A Little Help, which is
mm-hmm.
a terrific sort of comedy, sort of dark comedy / drama with Jenna Fischer and Chris O'Donnell I did last year. For the first time I wrote a song for a film, which was nominated along with my co-writer Kaylee Chapman, who sings the song terrifically, and also for score in their best indie feature category.
That's wonderful news. So the important question here is when, because we talked about A Little Help on the last show that we were on together, so we're anxious to see it and to hear your score. When will this happen for all the listeners out there?
Release-wise, the word I'm hearing is basically spring or late winter of next year. I don't really know what I can say
mm-hmm.
specifically, so I'll leave it kind of vague like that. But it'll definitely come out in theaters next year, sometime in the, you know, kind of end of first quarter, second quarter kind of territory.
And
the nature of the release, I don't know the details as far as how many cities and all that kind of thing. But it's a terrific movie. It's one of those films that I'm really, as with Amin's film, which is the last time tonight I'll say something nice to or about him. It's a movie that means a lot to me to have been involved in because it's just so good. It's very funny and it's very touching, and it's not cheesy or sentimental. You know, it's just very real feeling. So anyway, it was a real joy to work on that. It's won a few festivals. Most recently, it just played a couple weeks ago in San Diego, and actually Amin and I went down there.
Jeff and I both went down with Austin, and this is the only time I'll say something nice about Austin. We love the movie and also Austin's music, but the movie itself, not because he scored it, but it was a beautiful movie, and I really think this is going to be one of those where word of mouth just slowly creeps out, and it'll be a movie that has a lot of legs because of just its heart, so...
So the movie's called A Little Help. Here's an important question. When is the award ceremony?
You know, I was fortunate enough to win one of these awards a couple of years ago for Captain Abu Red. And if I remember, it was in November-ish, mid-November. I think it probably says on the website, but
we'll start campaigning
it's
for
competition. You know, the Chris Beck wrote a very nice score to this movie called Waiting for Superman, which was at Sundance, which I'm nominated for best score, which I think will be very severe competition, and rightfully so. And I listened to some of the score today. I called up a friend of mine who works over there, and I said, you know, I'd love to hear that. I heard the movie was really good, and the score is really nice.
It is. We premiered it here on the show.
Oh, did you? Oh, wow. See, I didn't even know. That's a good one to be against. And similarly, in the best song category, you know, there was a song from Scott Pilgrim versus the World where I immediately was like, well, there it goes. This is where you remind yourself how thrilling it is to be nominated, and we leave.
Yeah,
that
shows you how fantastic you are, because you're in great company there. You deserve to be there 100%.
Well, I appreciate that, but it's the ironic thing is.
All right, enough loving now. Come on.
I want to get to this because we need to start the game. But something very important is about to occur, and it deals with your charity, your cause, which is Education Through Music, Los Angeles. Tell us a little bit about the cause and the upcoming event that's taking place.
Absolutely, no, and I really, really appreciate you giving me the chance to kind of chat about it, and also for the prior mentions in your last few shows.
My pleasure.
ECM, what'd you say?
My pleasure.
Oh no, it really does. It means a lot. This is you know, if writing music is what dominates the majority of my life, seemingly every scrap of the rest of my time goes to ETM, and in a sentence, it's a nonprofit that basically installs music, self-sustained, self-propelled music education in primarily elementary schools in LA, and it started based on a model in New York. ETM New York started about 20 years ago, and they've got a whole bunch of students, and Joshua Bell is kind of the figurehead for New York's, and it was started almost exactly 5 years ago here in LA by Victoria Lanier, who's our executive director, and so, you know, we go to these schools, they're kind of inner city, very kind of just abandoned, frequently low, very, very low income, neglected schools that in many cases cut music, you know, a generation ago, or they have some fledgling program, and we go in and we basically work with them, and we put music in school. So it's not an after-school program. It's actually the kids, we work with the principal and change their school schedule so that every kid grows up getting to play music. The goal being not to create this army of musicians. That's so very much not our goal. Our goal is that basically having exposure to music education needs to be a right, not a privilege. Every kid
mm-hmm.
should have this because it's just simply what we believe should be a part of growing up. You know, seemingly everybody above the age of 35 got this, and in the last, you know, 25, 30 years, it started to get dropped like a plague throughout the education system in the U.S. So, you know, there's a lot of people that are raising kids now who themselves grew up and got to learn to play piano or play in band and or play in rock band or whatever via a school thing. And now their kids are in school and not even remotely being offered these opportunities. So it's our goal to do that. And, you know, test scores tend to skyrocket.
It affects everything. Yeah,
it's
been proven.
The kids'
yeah.
self-confidence goes up, and it creates – we have the kids perform a lot. You know, we take very seriously the actual nature of their education. It's not just that they are being given a music education, but, you know, it's run by a bunch of Hollywood music professionals. Or otherwise music professionals, and so we have, you know, pretty intense standards on who our teachers are and that kind of thing. So anyway, there's a lot of composers involved. Michael Giacchino is involved, and we're honoring him. He like me and only a few other composers-wise, have been involved from day one, so we're honoring him. You know, he just won the Academy Award, and Lost has just ended, and you know, he's at a major kind of climax right now, probably the first of many 4 years to come, and he's been extremely generous. A few years ago, I took a bunch of kids from one of our schools to his recording session at Sony for Ratatouille, which was one of the most just phenomenally rewarding and exciting things to see these kids, some of whom had just started lessons earlier that week, to look at an 85-piece orchestra of some of the best musicians on the planet playing music, and it was all the... it was amazing that we were there. You know, I'm sure you know that score. There's a great cue on the soundtrack called Colette Shows Him the Ropes, which is kind of the training montage for Linguini in the kitchen. And it's a very fun kind of dancing, orchestral sort of Latin thing. And we were there, you know, with the orchestra while they were recording that. And so it's like a great cue because it's very energetic. And so for all these young elementary school age kids to be witnessing that.
It can be
life
changing.
And Brad Bird, of course, was
yeah.
there, and he had his Academy Award from The Incredibles on the podium, and they're like playing with it, and it was just so surreal and awesome. And
so
what
I want to make sure that our listeners know how they can give to the cause.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, our website is just etmla, 5 letters, .org. If you wanted to read about the program and see, you know, other composers involved are John Debney, Chris Leonard, Chris Young, Jim Dooley. There's a lot of great people involved. So you can donate directly to it. But we're also, because of this 5th anniversary gala, we are having a silent auction online on a website called biddingforgood.com. All words, no numbers or underscores or anything. Biddingforgood.com. Which is basically like eBay, except all the beneficiaries on there are nonprofits, including ours. And so if you just go on there and you do a search for education through music, you'll see all our items. There's about 110, and they range from, you know, great sort of discounts to restaurants and things like that in L.A. and New York to the opportunity to visit the set of Supernatural in Canada or CSI, tour the Warner Brothers lot, and then there's, of course, a bunch of Hollywood music-related things, like an Inception poster signed by Hans, or sheet music from Alice in Wonderland signed by Danny Elfman and Tim Burton, and we've got a bunch of things like that. The granddaddy of them all, which is very exciting, is Michael Giacchino will compose a ringtone for your cell phone, so that you can be the proud owner of a 30-second original composition written just for your phone by the, you know, world's most recent recipient of the Academy Award, which I think is just about, I'm like, you know, there's a 50-50 chance I'm going to bid on that myself.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a bunch. I really encourage people to look through the list because in some cases it's just an amazing, like there's a 5-day stay in Cancun that's like a couple hundred dollars. That's worth like a few thousand. So there's things like that that are, you know, vacation opportunities and things like that that are, it's
well worth it.
Phenomenal. And it all helps put music in the classroom. And, you know, the ultimate goal, and then I'm done with this, and we can satiate Amin's need to wrath vengeance. The ultimate goal, I think, of ETM is to create this kind of educational beacon for Los Angeles. Make LA sort of the educational model for the rest of the country, such that it doesn't become, it's not just some localized thing, but we're able to actually affect, you know, sort of a nationwide cultural shift. I mean, that's the long-term goal, and that that's not articulated in any particular mission statement or anything like that for the organization. That's my own personal take on it, that the program is so effective, and it's so incredible at changing the lives of these kids, that the idea is we will be able to transform L.A. bit by bit in ways that will only show up in a by the time this current generation of elementary school kids grow up and you know, have such greater chances for success in life.
Exactly.
Anyway, Chris Blenders will be on the show a little later, and he also is one of our board members and an amazing contribution to this group. And so I'll stop talking about it for now so that he can chime in when he shows up with his two cents about it and some of the cool items he was able to bring to the silent auction. So
okay, etmla.org and biddingforgood.com. Visit those sites right now, and you can learn about the cause and give to it yourself. Amin, is anything going on? What's going on with you, my friend?
Oh, nothing.
Amin's life is
this is a living for this show.
The movie is in my way. You know, my email is amatalk@mac.com. No, it was developing. There's a handful of movies in different phases. I'm waiting for financing to come through. There's a Disney movie that I'm trying to do in the Middle East. I'm attached to it, but it's a soccer movie, but we're trying to work out details of how we can get this movie going. And there's a lot of, you know, handful of indie projects, both in the U.S. and in Jordan, that are in different phases. The scripts are done. There's a ninja comedy that I'm excited about. And there's a handful of projects that hopefully we'll be shooting back-to-back before the end of the year into next year at some point. Or
when these come to fruition, will you choose our show to announce them? I would love to
absolutely.
Be honored.
I would love to. I will do that. That's a problem.
Awesome. Okay, are you guys ready to play?
Do it.
Okay.
Yes.
Just to repeat the rules for everyone, there are 10 film score selections, one for each of you, so a total of 20 that we're about to play. You get a point for naming the film. You get another point for naming the composer, and then we tabulate it. We determine the winner at the end of the game. Now, I want to make it clear, if you guys could refrain from giving the answer until after this clip is over.
Let's be realistic. Because that ain't happening.
Because that allows the people in the chat room to play along, and they, you know, they feel like they're.
That's true. I always forget about the chat room. Okay, good point. We will honor.
We try not to forget about our listeners.
I do forget about the live interactive part of this. So.
Yeah.
Good call. We will.
All right, guys.
I'm aiming that primarily at Amin, who takes extreme delight in being able to say, "I got it in two notes."
I don't know. This might be tough, this one here.
Okay, last time, Austin...
Not 80s scores, because I'm not good with the 80s scores. Well,
I know. Well, and Jamie tells me earlier today that's all we're going to get.
Yeah, I was just joking.
It's going to be the best of Harold Faltermeyer.
Yeah, electronic 80s. Okay, here we go.
The last time, Austin, you scored 12. Amin, you scored 17. Let's see how you guys do this time. Amin, we're going to start with you tonight.
Okay.
We start out a little easier as you know. We get more difficult as that's the idea. Here's your first clip.
Thank you.
This is Bernard Herrmann, and it's that wasn't the theme, and I haven't listened to this in ages. I don't want to get this wrong. This is jeez. Let me think. I don't want to. Jesus, what's wrong with me? This is Hitchcock, or is this one of the Harryhausen? Give me 1 second.
Okay.
It's Bernard Herrmann. Oh, God. Oh, I'm going to hate myself. This is one of the Hitchcock films. And it is, okay, it's not Vertigo, it's not North by Northwest, it's not, this is not Obsession, which is De Palma, this is, this is Cape Fear.
Some kind of time limit here.
I mean, but which is, actually, I really enjoy this because you're not playing the main theme. This is a riff that's leading up to the
right.
That's the Cape Fear theme. But so you, which is, you know, give me credit. I got it from like a little riff that's going through my mind's database of all the Bernard Herrmann scores.
Exactly.
Which they all have some similarities. So.
So just to be clear, neither one of you guys are near chat room, our chat room, right?
No. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Right. Austin, here is your first clip. You ready for it?
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. Be prepared. Get ready. Here it is. This is tough. What do you think it is?
It reminds me of the Eric Clapton. It's got to be Michael Kamen's Eric Clapton, Lethal Weapon.
Yes, that's very good.
But Lethal Weapon 2 was on TV the other day, and if I had not turned that on and had that fresh in my, dodged a bullet.
Such a good score. How could you not know that? Yeah.
It really is.
I mean, I love that score.
Amin, here's your second selection.
Okay.
Right. Find this here.
Wait, did you just say, how can I not know that when I got it right?
I mean, like you said, you would have not known it if you hadn't seen it on TV, but that's like...
but I would like to just review, if we may, what is the score. It is, in fact, 2-2. Okay, cool. Moving on.
He was just trying to take as much time as you do in answering. I mean, I think he was stretching for time.
I was going off of a riff that's not even the theme, and he was like,
"It's gonna be a long night."
Yeah. Okay. I mean, here you go. Here's your second clip. I'm sorry, I missed the name of the film. What was the name of the film again?
Rosemary's Baby.
Okay. Very good, very good. 4-2. Okay, tie it up with this, Austin. Here's your next clip.
I should get credit for that since he borrowed my soundtrack of that recently.
That should be a clause somewhere.
Actually, I have Austin's CD of that.
Man, what a haunting theme. That's one of the
things. And he didn't he die shortly after that? I mean, he's considered to be one of those guys that was, like, you know, loaded with potential that never really got to...
Yeah, that's
got
horrible.
...to kind of, you know, unleash his work. Because, yeah, that's definitely, like... And it,
well,
and
I
that,
know,
what an amazing way to kick off that movie. What?
On that hopeful note, here's your next clip, Austin. You ready? Okay, here you go.
That's got to be the piano, Michael Nyman.
Very good. Very good. Tie game, guys.
Good
job.
Doubt, though. I sent some doubt in your voice there, Oscar.
Well, I haven't listened to it in ages, but it's kind of the only score that sounds quite like that. So
yeah.
I just kind of went for it. You know, the last few times I keep saying, I don't know. And then, I mean,
that's a good strategy, man. Go with the first instinct.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm revolving.
Should we lose?
To make it more interesting, should we lose points if we don't get it right?
Please, come
on.
How big a margin do you want to win by here? What was it, 12 to 17? Is that not sufficient?
No, it has to be a 2.
Believe me, I'm enjoying this while it's lasting, but soon the House of Cards will crumble.
I don't know. It's close right now. All right,
we're still in the easy phase here. Okay.
I know, that's the problem.
Here's your next selection.
This is Howard Shore. Is this Silence of the Lambs? Let me think. This is Howard Shore. Yeah, it is Silence of the Lambs. I think it's Silence of the Lambs. Yeah.
You are correct.
Yeah. Let me just clarify. You're not even. He's not even playing me the theme, Austin. I'm just making sure you know. The theme from Silence of the Lambs is da 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 da.
It's part of the main theme track. So.
Yeah, but which is fine. I enjoy this challenge because it makes it more exciting. But just make it clear to Austin.
You will get some themes. I promise.
No, I'm all for it. This is more fun.
it's nothing with you. You don't even need to be here for this part of the conversation, Jamie.
Yeah, I'll just step out.
Yeah, exactly. Just give us a minute here so Amin can chest puff for a second, and then we'll be good to go.
Okay, Austin, we're still in the kind of relatively easy phase, so this should be an easy one for you. Here's your third clip.
I'm mildly insulted, but I will say Hans's Inception, which, by the way, is this last summer has been all every conversation that Amin and I have has sort of degraded into that cue you just played, where Amin, give him a demonstration.
That's how I laugh.
Yeah, his laugh is like this digital collapse of that. It's because did you see the thing, the video with them slowing down the song, and producing that, and everyone was very excited. So that was, we were like, we were saying that all things slowed down sound like that.
I think it's the shoe-in for the Oscar this year, actually, for Best Score.
We both went to the screening.
Maybe for nomination.
Of the movie before it was, we went to the screening of the movie with Hans Zimmer, Q&A, like a week before the movie came out. It was really cool.
Yeah, Hans talked about they recorded the entire score remotely because the volcano prevented them from flying to London, so they had to do it entirely monitored over the internet, where they would go into the studio at like midnight and record, you know, because of the time change to London.
Wow.
Which is pretty
intense. I think this could win the Oscar this year.
I think so, too.
We'll have to see. You know, all the big Oscar-contending scores tend to start coming out right about now.
Yeah. Amin, here's your next one, okay?
Okay.
Let me play it.
Ottman's X-Men 2.
Very good.
I love his score for Valkyrie, by the way.
Getting onto my knees praying for Amin to have a brain cramp on the one side. I'm like, oh, I know this one. There, like a caged animal hoping that...
Sounds like a horn of a ship like coming to port or something. All right.
Yeah, the foghorn.
Yeah, a foghorn, exactly. Here's your next selection here, Austin.
Okay. This is Trevor Jones, cliffhanger slash the tempt it with that he did before.
Last of the Mohicans.
That's right. Very good. Tie game.
So that's worth 4 then, because it's technically, or it's worth 5 or 3 rather, 2 movies and 1 composer.
Okay. Well.
I said less than this game, so I don't think it was worth 5, but yeah.
Amin, you ready for your next clip?
Hit me.
All right, here it is. I'm about to hit you. Here it is.
Howard Waterworld, the cue is called Slide for Life, I think.
Very good.
Cue
okay.
Number 12, I think, on this
score.
I've listened to that
score.
It's a brilliant time. I love that score.
So, yeah, it's awesome. That's the score that...
That was one of the scores that came out, 1994 or 95? 95. I was so excited when I heard that James Newton Howard was going to be scoring that. Initially, there was like an abstract score by Mark Isham that they brought in James Newton Howard to replace. And it was right at the point where James Newton Howard in 1993 had scored The Fugitive and had just, it was like his breakout score after doing like 5 years of scoring kind of, you know, movies like Flatliners and those. But then with The Fugitive, he became a hit. And then when he replaced Isham on this score, this while the movie is kind of remembered as a kind of a mediocre movie, or, you know, I actually loved the movie when it came out, but the score is just incredible. It's one of my favorite top favorite scores. It's so rich.
It is very good. It is very good.
That's also the score that initiated the friendship between Hans and James, because Hans.
Yeah, he helped him out with some
electronics. And he like hooked him up. He hooked him up. He's like, okay, now you're playing with the big boys, so I will fix your studio or something like that. But he basically reached out to him, and they were forever linked.
So, Jerry, how are you doing in your head when you're playing along?
Some I've actually gotten. Some I haven't, though. Some I've been thinking, oh, it's this, and I'm close, but not close enough.
All right.
That's why I'm not playing, though.
Okay. Austin, here you go. Here's your
we'll
next
drag
step.
You in one of these times.
Oh, well, thank you. It's very kind.
Here you go, Austin.
The first one, my initial instinct was it felt Sylvester-ish, you know, kind of those sort of Father of the Bride type things. It's not that, and I'm not even 100% convinced it's Sylvester, although nothing else is coming to mind.
Okay.
Let me just think for a second. It sounds very familiar, but I also kept feeling like it was getting ready to go somewhere that I knew, and I was like, I was waiting for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll say Alan Silvestri, even though some part of my mind says that doesn't feel right. And otherwise, I can't think of the score.
Okay. Silvestri is incorrect. Amin, do you know the answer?
No, I don't, but my initial impression, while I think I know most of James Horner's scores, or just about every James Horner score out there that I can think of, I don't recognize it, but I was gonna say James Horner, but I don't know what this score is.
Okay,
I don't think it's Horner.
The score is from Goonies. It's Dave Grusin.
Oh, Dave Grusin.
But that's not the theme. See, if you play the ta-ta.
I thought earlier you were so excited about it not being a thing.
Well, I'm just defending you, Austin, but that's okay.
Okay.
See, it doesn't get old. Either that or it wore out its welcome instantly. Can't
well, I'm at 10 points and you're at 8, so... Okay. Anyway.
That brings up a great segue. All right. In order to win the Goonies 25th Anniversary Ultimate Collector's Edition, you have to answer one of three questions. The first one is during tonight's show. I will ask the question right now. Don't say anything if you know the answer, everyone on the phone line.
Wait, this is for us or for people out there?
No. This is for our listeners to win the 25th anniversary box set of The Goonies. First question about the movie The Goonies. The future husband of actress Diane Lane co-starred in The Goonies. What is his name? If you know the answer to that question, email it to moviegeeksunited@yahoo.com. for a chance to win this great box set. Otherwise, it comes out in stores November 2nd when you can purchase it. But you can get it for free if you answer that question.
I don't know.
Oh, I know the answer to this. This is the first.
Yeah.
This is the first.
We are halfway into the list. We had a little long opening here. Christopher Lenertz, I see that your call is on the line. If you can hold just a few moments, and we'll finish up this game, and we'll get you right on as soon as we can. And also listening to this last half of the game, it'll get you into what we're doing here. So, okay, we're starting with Amin. This is the sixth selection.
All right.
Here it is. Here you go.
Okay. I thought you said this was going to be hard.
Kind of feeling the
same. This is Hans Zimmer as good as it gets.
Okay, very good.
That is one
just
of my
for, just for that, man,
favorite scores, I have to say.
I love that score, too. Just for that, I'm going to make it extra hard for you. All right. Austin, here you go. Here's your next selection.
Rachel Portman, Cider House Rules. Another
very good. Mm. Okay, we're on to number seven.
It was a good year at the Oscars that year. It was, I think that was what, 99, 2000?
Yeah. Cider House was 90. No, was it? Was it 99? I think it was 99.
Yeah, 99, I think.
I think it was the 2000 Oscars. But I just remember thinking that that was a solid lineup.
Okay, Amin, you ready?
I'm ready. Hit me.
Okay. Here you go, Amin.
But I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to guess it's like Marvin Hamlisch, but I don't know what the score is.
Okay, Amin, you have, or Austin, you have any idea?
Well, did he get points for composer?
No.
I don't really... No, either. It's very familiar sounding, but nothing comes to mind, so cut to the chase.
Okay.
I don't know.
It is Last Tango in Paris. I'm going to massacre the name. Gatto Barbieri? Barbieri?
I don't know that album.
That's
an album of this? This is great. This is beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know the movie, but I don't know. Wow, I got to... All right. Cool.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Nice. Yeah.
It marks the moment I started using butter on everything. That film.
We mean everything.
Yes, everything. All right.
So a good score. I love it. It's very French. I don't know this composer either. So
it's available. It's available. So you should check that out.
Yeah. Cool. I'm gonna write it down. I mean, I have the movie, but I.
Austin, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go.
This one either. I think that we hit the thermocline where your scores were extremely easy and then suddenly you don't know any of them.
See, it's a false sense of security that I give you the first time.
Yeah, you're like a spider. I was lured in very very effectively.
Abid, do you have any clue?
No, but I want to find out what it is because it's also beautiful. But I'm going to, I mean, you know, it's worth taking a guess. And because it's kind of from that era, I'm going to guess that it's Dave Grusin, but I don't know what the score is.
Okay. It is Morricone, and the film is Love Affair, the Warren Beatty and Annette Bening film.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
That's the election. All right.
I mean, here you go. We're on selection number 8. Here you go.
Okay. Introduction of the strings at the end, I'm going to take a wild guess and guess that this is Morricone because of, it seems like it's the style that he was kind of, you know, layering in these pop elements and then suddenly these high strings come in. But I don't know what the score is, so
okay.
I have no idea.
Austin, any idea?
Does that mean it's not Morricone?
I'm sorry. I keep forgetting to tell you. No, it's not Morricone.
Well, I don't know the film, but I may as well guess that it could potentially be someone like Bill Conti, who did similar kinds of things.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll say Bill Conti for lack of any other options.
Okay, that's a good guess. The composer's actually Andrew Powell, and the movie is Lady Hawk.
John Powell's little brother.
Yeah.
Lady Hawk, that's right. That's an old, yeah, I don't have that one either.
Yeah, I have never heard that.
I think
Michelle
Alan
Pfeiffer movie.
I think Alan,
yeah,
Parsons was involved in that score as well.
Huh.
Mm. Yeah. Who had his own project, as I understand. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, Austin, here's your next clip. You ready for it?
All right.
All right. Here you go.
This one does have a sense of familiarity. It's kind of difficult to tell. At first, it sounded like it was old, and then it started. But then, because through the phone, I think it's actually more recent than I think it is. But I'm not sure. It almost kind of reminded me of early James Horner at the beginning with the kind of like bottom, you know, kind of like his, sort of just generic sort of tension stuff, but let me think. I know that. You know who that sounded like? That sounded like, I'm sure that's got to be Lalo Schifrin, but for the life of me, I can't think of the score. But I would bet that's Lalo Schifrin.
You got a point for Lalo. Amin, what do you think it is?
Tell me. Okay, well, I will cede my turn. I'm pretty sure I know what it is.
You told me you didn't know what it was, so I went to Amin. I'm sorry.
No, that's fair. That's fair. I'll keep my mouth shut. I'm cool with that, and I'm almost positive I know what it is.
All right, Amin, what do you think?
I think it's Bullets.
If it's not,
that's your final answer?
Yeah.
All right. That's not what it is. So, Austin, what do you think it is? But not for the point, but just
all right, right. But is it Dirty Harry?
It is Dirty Harry.
Ah, I knew it. Oh. I knew it. Well, at least I got Schifrin. But I totally had a flash of, like, the rooftop, sunbathing assassination.
This is the tightest game you guys have ever played. I don't know how the final score will come out. I will announce the score at the end of the game. We have two more sets of selections to go. And our opponent for the second round is on the phone, line. So
hi, Chris.
Let's get through these. Here's the ninth set of selections. Amin, here you go. Here's the ninth selection. Where is it? I can't.
You digging through like the most obscure track in the back of the.
No. Here
all
it is.
Chris Leonard scores from here on out.
Here it is, buddy.
Michel Legrand's Summer 42.
Okay, that is incorrect. Austin, do you have any idea to steal?
Not Michel Legrand?
No, both are incorrect.
It sounded like John Barry to me, like I almost like Body Heat.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It does sound like that.
It's not Body Heat, I'll tell you that.
I mean, Body Heat has all the like, all the synthesizers and stuff, but it did have a John Barry vibe to me, but I can't think of what it was for.
You can't tell me what it is, Austin?
Film-wise, no, I don't think so.
Okay. It's not John Barry. It is Jack Nietzsche. It is 9.5 weeks.
Oh, but you see the similarity to Michel Legrand's Summer 42, right?
We got you. I'm on that page.
We have very limited sympathy for that.
I mean, that was clearly the 10th track, so at least, should I get half a point?
If he does, then I get the Last of the Mohicans point.
No, I said Last of the Mohicans.
All right. Austin, okay, here you go. Here's your ninth clip.
Every month you look forward to this, and then the night of, you think, why do I look forward to this? Then amnesia sets in again. Pearl Harbor, you know, had some similar kind of piano and string cues like that, but I don't think it's Hans, and it's certainly not that score.
This is not the Guess That Tune, it's Name That Tune.
In that case, I will let Amin name that tune, because I don't know it.
I love this score. It's Jan Kaczmarek's Unfaithful.
Very good. Very good.
Beautiful main titles. Beautiful.
I love it, too. I love that movie.
This is the end titles, I think, isn't it? Or, like, somewhere towards the end.
Yeah, I mean, the theme is repeated throughout the album, so
yeah,
I'm not sure what track I picked up.
So effective in the movie. Like, the wind picking up the leaves, the rustling of the leaves, and
the
orchestra just, like...
You know, the ironic thing is, I didn't say it before, but when you said Morricone and announced that it was a love affair. I said, oh, this sounds like this must have been the temp track to Jan Kaczmarek's Unfaithful. Those words were in my mouth, but then we moved
really?
On.
Really?
And when the time came to step up,
because then I would have really been laughing.
I know, I'm
okay.
Glad I didn't. Amin, here you go. You ready? Last clip here in this round.
Okay.
This is tough. Here you go.
All right. Definitely don't know it, but definitely the style is, Morricone's done a gazillion scores, so you can shoot in the dark, but it does sound, if not Morricone, then inspired by Morricone, so I'm going to guess it's any Morricone, but, and I
don't
guess that
score.
On anything, but it does sound like any Morricone.
Okay, you got Morricone right.
Yeah.
Austin, any idea about the score?
No, same thing. I would have guessed Morricone, but narrowing it down is unfortunately one in 400 million scores, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The movie is Exorcist 2, The Heretic.
All right.
Jerry,
I
know, Jerry, you had that all along, man, right?
No, I didn't, no. When I think of Exorcist 2, I just think of Richard Burton and how much he had to drink during the making of that film. That's all I really think of.
To kill the pain.
Ironic, what a beautiful score.
It's a lot more haunting than the movie, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of great scores to terrible movies. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think
normally,
anybody
like,
ever performed that task better than Jerry Goldsmith.
Yeah,
true.
That's true. Austin, you ready? Last selection in this round.
Okay,
here we go.
It is and it isn't, although it's funny how similar it is to that Ottman X2 in terms of its structure. It's obviously, it's older than that. It's funny, it reminds me of certain sections from Iron Giant in a way, so I want to say Michael Kamen, but that could be completely wrong, and I don't know the movie.
Okay. The composer is Henry Mancini, and the movie is Life Force.
I knew it, yeah.
Yeah, Jerry knew it.
I knew that immediately. I know the chords of that very well.
See, I didn't get my chance to say it.
Oh,
I was
God.
Say Henry Mancini.
Oh, God. All right, you can cut off one of my fingers when you meet me.
No, it was my fault.
I didn't know it, but I wanted to.
It was my fault. I'm sorry.
Henry
okay.
Mancini.
No, I didn't know it. I honestly didn't know it.
Austin, any idea what it is right now?
It's funny though because Michael Kamen scored the some of Life Force, not this part obviously, but the darker kind of more ominous sections of
that is weird because they're like had a very kind of playful.
I mean that's definitely not the Kamen part, but
yeah, interesting. You know, I've had that album for years on my shelf, and I don't think I've ever actually put it in. I just haven't made it to it.
Okay, you ready for the final score?
Yes.
All right, here it goes. Austin, you finished the game with 11 points.
Huh.
Amin, you finished the game with 15 points. So Austin, do you want me to put your line on mute? Do you want to stay on the line for the next round?
I'm gonna stay here. You can mute me if you hate me. But
I just don't want any like extra line interference or anything. I'll keep you live.
No worries.
If it
causes distortion, I'll go to the website and I'll sign off. But you let me know. But otherwise, I'm happy to chill.
Okay, buddy. I'll leave your line live. All right.
Margin is getting closer though. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna mute my phone so there's no.
Our opponent for Amin tonight in the second round is a terrific composer, Christopher Lenertz. Mr. Lenertz is the composer of such films as Tortilla Heaven, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Disaster Movie, Meet the Spartans, Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore, Marmaduke, Adam and the Open Road, and he's also made a terrific splash on television, most recently with the wildly popular hit series Supernatural. That show has a following like you wouldn't believe. Here is Mr. Christopher Lenertz to join us. Mr. Lenertz, hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
I'm terrific. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry we're running late and you had to wait on the line so long. You can blame Amin and Austin for that.
If Austin stays on the line, can I call him for a lifeline?
No, I'm afraid not. It's wonderful to have you here. I remember we spoke around the time you did Alvin and the Chipmunks, and we were talking about composing comedy. And I discussed this with a composer last month as well. You have a lot of comedies in your resume, and some of them are broad comedies. What's the particular challenge of that genre of film for the composer?
I think the funny thing about I would consider I've got about two main kinds of comedies that I do are sort of the broad family style stuff, which is much more of the I would say the Alan Silvestri world back in the his earlier days, and it is a little bit more sort of heartfelt but lovely, and then all the spoof movies are luckily I get to do those all, play them straight as I can, which allows me to do. Do kind of my real homages and live in the world of darkness and evil and things like that, which is good.
Yeah,
even though it's
yeah.
comedy.
And tell me about
say you didn't mention it, but one of my very very favorite scores that Chris Lenertz wrote is called Medal of Honor: European Assault, and people can get it on iTunes. The Stalingrad with the big Russian stuff
choir.
Amazing. It's so
thank you, sir.
It's so amazing. Cool.
Yeah, we had, I love that one.
Yeah.
Everyone's reporting in our chat room that they lost sound. So if rebooting the screen does not solve it for you, you can call in on the phone line at 718-508-9477 and listen to the live broadcast as it's airing. Of course, they can't hear me say this probably, but if you're on archive or you listen to the replay, you'll be able to hear the whole thing. Unfortunately, we're having technical difficulties, I guess. But Austin was telling us earlier about an upcoming event for Education Through Music Los Angeles, which you play an essential role in as well. Tell me about the project in your eyes and your involvement in it.
Well, actually, I mean, I'm even going to give credit to Austin for introducing me to the organization. But it's I have parents who are both teachers. My father's a college professor, and my mom is a nursery school teacher. So I grew up with education being such an important thing in my household, and I really had amazing music teachers that sort of sent me along my way. So about 5 or 6 years ago, I got involved with NARIS, the Recording Academy, and ended up teaching Grammy camp for them, and that led to my involvement with the Grammys, and I've since become the chair of their education committee, and I think Austin realized that I was a sucker for that kind of stuff, and I just really, I so firmly believe that that's sort of the root of all of everything, and so he sort of introduced me to this organization, which I was just blown away by, and I think they have so many things right, and they're just taking care of things that everyone else is dropping the ball on, and really providing such an essential service that, unfortunately, a lot of the country doesn't feel as quite as essential as the rest of us do, but I'm so happy to be a part of it, and thanks to Austin, I've joined the board of directors, and I'm trying to make sure we grow as quickly as possible in Los Angeles to help bring music back into some of these underserved schools.
Absolutely. It's a great cause. You can read more about it, like we said earlier, etmla.org, and you can bid on items in the auction that they're having, the online auction, for great movie memorabilia, one-of-a-kind memorabilia, the granddaddy of them all being the original ringtone by Michael Giacchino. I mean, who doesn't want that? By going to biddingforgood.com. What's some of your new projects, Christopher, before we start the second round of the game?
Well, I've got quite a few things coming up, a couple of things. I jumped on the phone, I think, at the right time. I've got first of all, I'm doing season 6 of Supernatural, and
mm-hmm.
And that's our ratings actually went up last week, which I'm thrilled about. And so I'm doing that, and I'm also doing a movie called Hop, which stars Russell Brand as the Easter Bunny. So continuing of family comedy, but with this time a little more edge. But then the thing that I'm sort of most excited about that happened in the last week or two is I'm actually co-composing a score with Dave Grusin for a movie called Harmony, which is it's a documentary feature that's actually about and funded by the Prince of England, of Wales, actually, Prince Charles, and directed by Stuart Sender, who was an Academy Award-nominated director for
wow.
some really amazing documentaries, and this thing is just gorgeous. It's environmentally, sort of environmental-centric kind of thing, and Dave and I met this past summer. We were at UBEDA together, and we hit it off like gangbusters, and his wife Nan and my wife and my daughter just got along great, and so this project came up, and we both have the same agent, and it came up and needed to be done with some of Dave's piano genius, but also with some modern stuff that he can't that's not quite as much in his wheelhouse, and we had developed such a good rapport there that we actually ended up talking about it and deciding to do it together.
Well, that's an exciting project. That's terrific. And you're doing such great work. And whenever you have a new release, we'd love to welcome you on the show to talk more in depth about it. Unfortunately, these trivia shows, they're not built. We're down to the wire on fitting two rounds of film score trivia
sure.
in here. But we'd love to hear about all of that work and all the exciting things that you're involved in the future, certainly.
No, I'm actually looking forward to getting clobbered by Amin, so don't worry about it.
if I can jump in for half a second before the clobbering, and then I'll remute my phone, but two quick things. One of our silent auction items that Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, that you're responsible for is an autographed guitar, autographed by the Jonas Brothers through his Grammy World connection. So if anyone listening has, teenage guitarist friends, I just
daughter,
I think that's just such an awesome item that I certainly wouldn't have had any idea where to even begin going to find it. And then my other point I wanted to make is that for a guy that's done a million big action scores and Supernatural and shows like that, one of my favorites that people should go look for if it's available is Adam, which is so
mm-hmm.
good. Just
awesome.
such a good. I remember you said that you approached it. I can't remember exactly. Like you approached it like you were doing an album instead of a score, basically.
Yeah, I really.
How
did.
You produced it.
It was, it's one of the things I'm most proud of, especially in terms of how the movie and the music work together. So,
not a lot of guys have the kind of range that can do a Stalingrad from Medal of Honor and can do this like ultra intimate, piano with tinkly percussion and stuff. It's so nice. I really
no, you're absolutely right. I know that film and I know that score. It is beautiful. You're right. That's incredible versatility. So are you nervous, Christopher, about participating in the competition?
I'm not because Austin already told me I'm going to lose. I figured anything above that, even just tying, is going to be a huge win against the encyclopedia that is Amin.
Can I make a request? Can I make a request?
Go ahead.
If I win, Chris, can I come to one of your big sessions, big scoring sessions?
You know what? You can even come if you lose. But if you win, you can come out in the actual recording room.
Nice. I went to your cats and dogs 2 scoring session. That was so much fun.
Thank you, man. Yeah, of course. Anytime.
All right. Okay, so just to reiterate the rules here, Chris, each one of you guys is going to get 10 film score clips. You get a point for naming the composer, another point for naming the correct film the score is from. If the other person gets one of the answers wrong or both, you have an opportunity to steal, vice versa. Please wait until the end of the clip to give your answer, even though our show is not streaming now, I'm seeing, and our listeners can't hear this live.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, dude.
If Jerry, if you could tell them that the show's not streaming, and we'll try to work on it, but it'll be available for replay half an hour after the show ends tonight. If you could tell them that in the chat room, that'd be great.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are the rules. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Let me turn to your list of selections here. Okay, Christopher, we'll start with you. Here is your first selection.
George Deering would have done a really great job playing that guitar part. I guess it's worth taking a wild stab.
Sure.
Yeah,
of course.
Go for it.
Let's see. Yikes. Who's that guy that does all Woody Allen's stuff, the Ranger guy? Yeah, you know, I haven't got a clue.
Okay. Amin, do you have any idea?
Yeah, this is The Third Man by, I want to get his name right, it's like Miklas Theodorakis.
Wow.
Actually, I don't think that's the composer, that is the film. Let me look up the composer to make sure that I'm right.
Theodorakis. What's that?
Now You've given the correct answer on the movie. Let me make sure that I have the correct answer here with the composer.
It's a 1940s. The
yeah, it's a great. It's one of the iconic Carole. Scores.
It's
when Orson Welles pops up. The zither.
Yep.
Vienna. The music is by. Yes, I was right. Anton Karas.
Oh. Okay. I'm mixing it with the. Composer of Zorba the Greek, but okay, so at least I got the movie right.
Okay, Amin, are you ready for your selection?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Sorry, Chris. I know it's not fair.
Oh, God. Listen to him.
It's Bernard Herrmann.
This is going to be a bloodbath. Here right now.
That is correct. Bernard Herrmann, North by Northwest.
What a great score, though, huh?
It is. It is terrific, man. Okay, second selection. Christopher, here you go. Here's your second clip here. Let me find it. Here you go. Here it goes.
Thank you.
should know that one. And I mean licking his chops. it's very Jerry-ish. So let's say Goldsmith. Am I close?
Is that your final answer?
So I guess not, but yes.
Okay. It is not Goldsmith. Do you have any idea about the movie?
Well, since it's not, no, I don't.
Okay. Amin, what do you think?
Amin knows it.
It's Vangelis, 1492.
Very good.
Yep.
Okay. Amin, the next one goes to you.
Has there been a shutout before? I just want to know if there's been a shutout.
Not yet. You will get on the board, I guarantee you. Okay, here's your next clip, Amin.
All right. Nice. I like that you're not playing the main themes. That's making it more fun. This is Braveheart by James Horner.
Braveheart by James Horner. Yep. Right. Okay.
The opening. I think that's the first track, or it's like the opening early fog, morning fog kind of music.
Okay, Christopher. Here we go.
All right.
Do you like to go by Christopher, Chris? What?
Chris is fine.
Mr. Lenertz, sir. Or...
Chris is fine. Definitely not, sir. That's my job.
Okay. Here's your next selection. I've got to find it. Oh, okay. I labeled it as another title. Okay, here it is. It's not Goldsmith.
God damn it. It should be. It's really nice.
Yeah, everything should be Goldsmith. If I had my way.
Tell me. I have no idea what movie it is.
Okay. Amin, what do you think?
This is The Color Purple by Quincy Jones and 11 Orchestrators.
I was going to say, definitely
it
not
is.
Quincy.
Yeah, it is beautiful. I'm one of the few non-Spielberg-Williams collaborations, so it's beautiful.
Yeah, the story is that Quincy Jones owned the rights to the story, I believe. And so he you know, that's why he insisted on scoring it.
Okay, I'm seeing my switchboard's going crazy. Okay, I think it's back on now. We're having technical issues tonight, so bear with us. Amin, here's your next selection here. This is the third selection. And my switchboard has disappeared, so give us one moment.
Okay.
I'm glad we're not on the air. This makes it less embarrassing.
Oh, you'll be on the air. This goes.
Yeah.
Most of our listeners are on replay and download, so I'm sorry you can't know that. Okay, here you go. We're all set. Here's your third selection, I mean.
Age of Innocence by Elmer Bernstein.
Elmer Bernstein, Age of Innocence is correct. Okay.
I got to. I was actually studying with Elmer when he scored that movie at SC.
Really?
I got to. Yeah, I got. He brought in all the spotting notes from at the day after he met with Scorsese. It was awesome.
Oh, that's heaven. That's great. Okay, Chris, here's your next track. It's your fourth track. Here you go.
That actually sounds kind of Grusin-ish. Although it's probably not. now that I just said it. I'm going to guess Dave Grusin. I don't know what it's from.
Okay. That is incorrect. Amin, any idea?
I know this. It's just not hitting me immediately. Pum, pum, pum. I know this. I've heard it. It's been so long since I've heard it. I think it's one of the unusual. It's a very unusual thing for Danny Elfman, but I think that's a Danny Elfman score. But I can't remember what it is.
Okay, it is Elliot Goldenthal, Heat.
Yes.
That's the coffee shop, the infamous coffee shop scene.
Of course, the big, the like the. Not droning, but like the electronic texture with the
Michael Moore has a very unique way of using scores and incorporating other kinds of sources for music in his films. Okay, Amin, here you go. Here's your selection here.
There's Danny Elfman's Dolores Claiborne, and that's when he went like really in a different direction than the old Elfman sound. It's amazing
score. Amazing. And there's no brass, right? I don't think at all in that score.
Is there no brass? It's so string heavy, and I think string and timpani or something like that.
Yeah, it's like strings, percussion, piano, harp, I think.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's a great underrated film too. I mean, and the music is so remorseful and haunting. And
yeah.
It's beautiful. Okay, Chris, here's your fifth selection. Let me get it here. Here it is.
I'm writing, not enough time listening anymore. oh, man, it's either Jerry or Basil.
Okay, any idea of the film?
Uh, man. I know a bunch of them that could be, probably. I'm going to say... I'm going to say Jerry.
Uh-huh.
Am I right?
No.
Is it Baz?
I'm sorry.
Is
it's not Basil either, no.
Really? All right, who is it?
First of all, let me preface this by saying this is my all-time favorite score. This is the most beautiful score I've ever heard.
It's gorgeous.
So
you're
going to
amaze me. I'm going to go,
What do you think it is?
Oh, I don't think. I know. This is, and it's proof that I just have too much time on my hands. But it is beautiful. It's Thomas Newman's Meet Joe Black.
Right. Thomas Newman, Meet Joe Black.
I think it's hilarious that I thought it was Basil or Jerry. But you guys can understand why that came to my mind, right?
Yeah. We're on the same page with you. We know.
It's very not Newman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amin,
more.
You ready? You ready, man?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right.
Go for it.
Okay, Rain Man of film scores. Here you go. Here's your
definitely.
Selection.
Yeah, definitely Mark Isham, definitely, whoever runs through it, yeah, definitely.
Perfect. That's how I want you to play the game from now on, in that voice.
And Wapner's on the board.
Yeah, talk to me about Wapner. Okay. Sixth selection. Chris, here you go. Here's your sixth selection. Very good. You're
right.
On the board. Awesome.
Thank God. It's not a complete embarrassment.
No. You're on the board. All right, Amin, here's your selection. Let me see where. Let me find what I labeled it as. Okay, I got it right here. Here it is.
Battlestar Galactica by, is it Fredrik Talgorn?
That is incorrect. Incorrect on
have...
Chris, any idea?
That sounds like one of the stranger key. I'm going to have to say John Williams first. Maybe. Can you tell me that?
Incorrect. That is incorrect.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
Somebody doing a damn good job of ripping him off, which we all try.
I know. This is one of the space movies. Wait, can I guess?
You can guess, yeah. Not for points, but you can guess.
No, not for points.
For pride.
I hate myself right now.
It's not Battle Beyond the Stars or something.
No, it's from a very popular film,
a beloved film. By the way, the chord progression and rhythm is very Indiana Jones, Austin, if you want to back me up on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Austin, you're actually still on the line.
I will back you up on that.
It's very...
Stu Phillips is the name of the Battlestar Galactica composer, but it's not from that.
Yeah, it's not Stu Phillips. It's more recent than that.
Galaxy
Quest?
No, it is. What is it?
That's not what it is. Do you want me to give you guys the answer?
I'm going to, hit myself. Go ahead.
It's actually a composer I don't know. It's Craig Safin. The Last Starfighter.
Yeah. That's his his big sort of
thing.
Claim to fame.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have this on tape, and I haven't heard it since 1994. But it's so catchy. You don't forget it.
Yeah.
I should have.
Okay. Chris, we're starting to get really tough now. This is the toughest part.
Great.
Here's your selection. This is another one of my favorite scores. Here's your seventh selection.
My favorite scores, and I swear to God, I knew what it was, and it's either. Okay, I'm gonna go. It's Chris Young, right?
Yes.
Jeff Wright.
Very good.
Awesome.
Terrific.
That's great.
Love that one.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Okay, Amin, you ready for your next one? Okay, here you go.
Definitely any Marconi, definitely Disclosure. If Rainman were from Minnesota.
I was going to say, that sounds a little bit Minneapolis.
Yeah, that's really Rain Man by way of Fargo. What's your name?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Gary Lundegaard.
Exactly. All right, Chris, here you go. Here's your next track here. Good. You're doing good. You're
yeah, really. Don't think yourself short,
right?
Man.
I'm clawing back in.
Okay. I
love his Synecdoche, New York score too. So
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. see if I can find this next one for you. Okay, here it is. Here's your next one, I mean.
One of my favorite Hans Zimmer scores.
It's
Beyond
yeah.
Rangoon.
Yeah, it's actually probably my favorite. I love that one.
Yeah.
Very good.
Everything
very
is
good.
So beautiful. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Here's another main theme that I'm crazy about, and this goes to you, Chris. Ninth selection.
Vangelis, but I have no idea what the music is.
Okay. It is Alan Silvestri, and this is an example of great music coming from a bad film, Clan of the Cave Bear.
Wow, yeah, I never would have got that.
Yeah, I don't know that one. Hmm. Write it down.
It's early, early Silvestri.
Yeah.
Okay.
Daryl Hannah movie.
Amin?
Yep.
Here's your next clip.
Something from the 80s, but no clue it is.
Oh, thank God. I can finally steal one from it.
Oh, no.
Go ahead, Chris.
I hated the movie. Love the score. That's Crash, Howard Shore.
Very good. That's it.
All right. I have that, actually. I just never listened to it. Huh.
It's really cool.
Nice. Last selection for both of you guys. This is the end of the game here. Let's go out
right.
with a great, great big hurrah. Let's go out with here. Chris, here you go. Here's your last selection. This one's tough.
Yeah, that's a tough toughie. I'm gonna take a complete stab and say Desplat.
It is not Desplat.
Sounded kind of Euro to me, so I figured why not. Sounded French.
Amin, you have any clue?
I don't know, but my stab would be that it's Howard Shore. But I don't know the movie.
Okay. The movie, just to let our listeners know, I just got a message that they're working on the technical glitch, the sound problem with the live listeners, and hopefully they'll get it fixed 2 minutes before we end the show. Okay, the film is, and the band played on.
Oh.
The composer
Carter
is Carter Burwell.
Carter Burwell, yes. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I definitely wouldn't have guessed that.
No, I'm not a million years.
Clarinet-based thing. It's a clarinet-based score, right? Like, the main thing's
yeah.
on the clarinet. I remember that. Wow, it's been a long time since I heard that. Yeah.
Okay, so, Amin, we're on to you. This is your last clip.
Okay.
Do me proud, man.
All right. Let's
okay.
try.
Here you go.
Sounds like Toots Thielemann playing the harmonica for a David Shire score, but I don't know. I'm embarrassed. I don't know what it is.
Chris, how about you?
It's either Toots or it's Tommy Morgan, but I'm going to say...
Tommy Morgan.
Gorgeous, gorgeous harmonica writing. So
yeah.
I'm gonna jump out on and at least guess Goldsmith because I'm gonna keep guessing until I.
It is not Goldsmith.
Okay, then I don't know.
Okay, the answer is I don't know who played the harmonica in it, but it's actually a John Williams score.
Oh, the Missouri Breaks.
No, to John Williams to Steven Spielberg's Sugarland Express.
Oh, that's Sugarland.
Oh, wow.
Then it is Toots Thielemann.
It is Toots Thielemann's. Yeah, yep, Sugarland
exactly.
Express. Wow. Wow, how did I know?
See, I came up with some challenging ones this time, guys.
Yeah, good
yeah, you really did, man.
And John Williams. I got to pull that out again. Yeah.
Well, Chris, did you enjoy it? Was this a fun experience for you?
I'm a little bruised, but I had fun.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Let me give you the final score here.
Yep, what is the final?
Chris, you had 8. And Amin, you scored 20. Amin?
Yeah, but I got bruised at the end. I got bruised. Hey, Chris, you got crushed. Wait, so does that mean I get to go to one of your scoring sessions?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Everyone's a winner.
Nice.
Yeah, well, definitely. We'll probably be Hop, which I think we're going to do at Fox. So.
Sweet. Facebook me or whichever. I'd love to come. I'll be there.
Excellent.
All right, we're making magic happen here on Movie. Thank you so much. It's been spectacular having you on the show again, and I want to have you back real soon.
Absolutely, anytime. It was really fun. I think there should be like the loser show where Austin and I get to actually be close.
We should do that. We should
lick our wounds.
Well, I appreciate it, Chris, and enjoy the city time in the future.
Yeah, thank you for coming on.
Thanks so much, and thanks for giving the publicity to ETMLA. I think we're going to hopefully raise a lot of money.
It's an honor to do that. Thank you, sir. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.
Austin
sir.
And Amin. We have a listener who's very good at guessing these film scores, and we're going to try to do this from now on in the film score game, give like a shortened bonus third round. and I'll give him the choice on which one of you he wants to play. Would you guys be open to a shortened round of four scores each to end the show with our listener?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Our listener is Nicholas. Hey, Nicholas.
Hello.
Hi, Nicholas.
How are you? Okay.
I'm doing good.
All right, Nicholas, I'm going to give you a choice. You can play with either Austin or me.
You know what? I want to take the harder challenge. I'm going to take a mean.
I am honored. Thank you, Nicholas.
Okay. All right, let me get my notes.
You didn't need the word harder in that sentence, by the way. You could have just said I'd like a challenge.
All right, we're going to start out a little easier, guys.
All right.
So, Nicholas, I'm going to start out with you. Here's your first clip. Here it is. Okay.
Classic score. The robbery every time makes me laugh when I hear that score. It's Raising Arizona, Carter Burwell.
Very good. Very good. You're on the board. Let me write you down here. Hang on. So I can keep score. All right, Amin, here is your first clip.
All right. Alexander Desplat's fantastic, Mr. Fox. I love that score.
Yeah, it's great.
Great score.
Okay, Nicholas, here you go. Here's your second selection. You find it here.
I'll guess Chris Young is the composer, but I'm pretty sure I'm wrong.
Okay, that is not the composer. Amin, you have any idea?
I know this. I know it. I might be getting it wrong, but I know it. I think it's Jack Nietzsche's Revenge. But I might be that might be wrong. But
That's a really good guess, and I actually considered putting that score as part of this list. But that is not the correct answer. The correct answer is Angelo Badalamenti, Mulholland Drive.
Right. Right. Yeah. Derp.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Amin, here you go.
But stuff like that, it's easy to kind of just get lost in it because it's like
yes.
It's
hypnotic that his revenge films. Yeah. Here's your next clip, Amin.
I don't know it. It sounds like Wayne Shorter on saxophone. But I don't know what this is, but I'm going to buy it. What is that? All right, wait.
I only have one idea, and I'm pretty sure I'm wrong, but I'm just going to go ahead and guess Evangelist Blade Runner. I'm pretty sure I'm wrong, but it's the only thing I got.
The correct answer is Lisa Gerrard, and there's another composer. I forget. I can look up the other composer, but and the film is The Insider.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know that score. It's and Peter Bork.
Oh, man, you got to get that CD. That is a that is a fantastic soundtrack.
Do you know who the saxophone is? Is this Wayne Shorter? Because it sounds like him.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I'll look up the second composer on it. It might have been.
It's Peter Bork,
I'm
think,
sure.
The second composer.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
wow, I've heard people tell me to get that score, and I just never had it, you know. But
you gotta get it. Michael Mann films are essential scores to buy. See the distance between the easy and the difficult ones are much shorter because we're only dealing with four selections here. So, third selection, Nicholas. You all set? You pumped up? Here we go, man. Here's your number three.
Maybe it's just my phone killing me here. Maybe I'm just because it's muffled. Some muffle. I'm not getting it.
Now you're sounding like Austin.
Yeah. I'll guess composer, but I don't know the movie. I'm gonna say it sounds like Howard Shore.
Okay, that is incorrect. Amin, what do you think?
This is one of my probably I would say five. Favorite scores of all time. It's Wyatt Earp by James Newton Howard. Amazing
Very
score.
Very good.
What is it?
It's so good. It's Wyatt Earp. Check it out. Is it
on
iTunes?
James Newton Howard. It was on CD. I'm sure it is. You can purchase it. I'm sure on Amazon or something.
Well, I know the CD is out of print, but I hope it's on iTunes because it's one of the, or at least I think the CD is out of print. But the. I remember reading that it went out of print some time ago, but definitely get that score. If you like orchestra, this is one of the best. I think it's like a 65 minute or 70 minute album with just incredible writing, and it was actually the point where James Newton Howard felt that he was finally, like, even though he'd done a lot of great scores before this, he felt like this was his first time where he felt completely like he was breaking through into challenging himself to a new level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a great score. I'm not crazed about the movie, but it is a good score.
All right.
Amin, here you go. You ready for your third?
I'm ready.
How are you doing so far, Jerry? Are you still trying to rack your brains on some of these?
Some of these I'm racking my brains, but some of them I would not have guessed at all. I mean, I won't lie to you. I'm not going to... You know, some of them I would not have gotten in a million years. Although the one that was the last Starfighter, I'm not going to lie to you, I thought it was Remo Williams for a while.
That's a good guess, too. Yeah. Remo Williams, The Adventure Begins.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that was
the
last Starfighter
score.
As soon as I heard it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I saw you in the chat room with it. Okay, I mean, third selection. Here you go.
He would have been happy to get this one. This is Havana by Dave Grusin.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, I haven't heard Gruzin's name mentioned so much in a 2 hour period. I mean,
yeah.
He is not great. Light of Gruzin. I've just not heard his name mentioned as much as it was tonight.
We're his publicist
amazing.
Now.
I love Dave Gruzin.
Yeah.
I wish he was doing more scores. Where
right.
Movies don't, like, they don't, you know, his Random Hearts score is amazing also. Check that one out.
Sydney
I was
Paul
on TV the other day.
Active.
I was on TV.
Yeah.
And you just went right by it, didn't you? That's what I always do.
Yes, I did.
I'm sorry. I can't read my own writing. Oh, okay. I got it. All right. Nicholas, here's your fourth selection. Okay, here you go, buddy. Okay, what do you think it is?
Wow, that riff sounds familiar, but for the life of me, why can't I place the movie?
It is
I'm
a tough
movie. Because part of me kind of wants to take a guess because, I am going to take a guess. I'm going to take a guess of Stanley Myers, The Deer Hunter. I'm probably wrong, but I think that's the only thing I can come up with, though.
Okay, that is incorrect. Amin, what do you think?
I love it, but I have no idea what it is.
Okay. It's someone you wouldn't think, and actually we've played it. We've played his work on this round. It's Angelo Badalamenti, and it's a film called Cousins.
Oh, the Ted Danson movie.
The Ted Danson movie, yeah.
All right,
are you
that's
kicking
why
yourself,
I recognize
Nicholas?
The riff.
Yeah. Okay, I mean...
And it's very unusual for Badalamenti because he doesn't do orchestra much.
Yeah,
he's all
yeah.
electronics. So that is very unexpected. I'm going to check that one out. I'm like, it's all like discovering great scores for me.
I'm looking for the last selection, and I don't have it here. Huh. Hang on, give me a second. Okay, here's one. I don't have the one I was going to choose, but this is equally difficult. So here you go, Amin.
All right. That was good. let me guess at the composer at least.
Okay.
Is it simply for the boom 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 Giorgio Moroder? But I don't know what the score is.
I don't think it's Moroder because I don't think he'd do this movie. I'm looking it up right now. For some reason, I didn't write it down. I didn't expect to play it tonight. But I'll get you the answer. Nicholas, what do you think it is?
Well, the only thought I ever had, I mean, it sounds like it's from the movie Love at First Bite, but I do not know the composer, though.
That's a good guess, man.
That is.
That is the incorrect answer. It is composed by composer Harry Manfredini. Yeah, Harry Manfredini. And the film
I don't know any of his scores.
The film is... Friday the 13th Part 3.
Oh, God.
And he even does the cha-cha-cha at the beginning of the music. And it's like Jason Voorhees. Jason Voorhees goes disco in that opening scene.
Jesus.
It's the only Friday the 13th that makes me want to dance. That's great. All right. Here's our final score. Nicholas, you have 2 points. Amin, you have 6 points.
Whoa.
Amin, you're unbeatable.
I am the champion of the world. Good at something.
So thank you, buddy. Thank you, Nicholas, for calling in. I'm glad I was able to give you a little taste of this with 4 selections.
Thanks, Nicholas.
Like I said, I don't know them all, but I know a lot of them, so it helps.
Yeah.
What's Love at First Sight? What's that movie? I don't know that one.
George Hamilton.
Oh, where he's like...
And Susan St. James and Richard Benjamin. It's a very funny movie.
Where he's Dracula, essentially?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, who scored it?
Oh, I don't.
I'm not sure.
Neither am I. I think it was John Barry, but I'm pretty sure I'm wrong on that too.
I just typed it in. It's directed by Stan Dragati. It's composed by Charles Bernstein.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, guys. This was great fun. 3 rounds, man.
Fun, fun, fun.
Austin, you still with us, buddy?
I'm here.
How did you do that round?
I definitely did not know a great many of those, including the Friday the 13th Part 3. That one.
That one ran over my head too. Don't worry.
If it had been Part 2 or Part 4, maybe. But that was a good effective round.
Yeah. Okay. I really enjoyed it. I think it was a very successful show, even though our audience couldn't hear half of it.
We got to do this again.
Perhaps
absolutely.
Because the audience couldn't.
We will, man. It's fun. It's fun. Austin, etmla.org, biddingforgood.com. Have a good time this week. It's this upcoming weekend, isn't it, the event?
It's Tuesday the 19th.
Tuesday the 19th.
So 1 week from yesterday. We'll be honoring Michael Giacchino, and Kate Flannery is going to MC it for us, who plays Meredith on The Office.
Very nice.
And we'll have, J.J. Abrams is sponsoring, so I think, he might, I can't remember if he's able to make it or not, but it should be a very rambunctious and awesome event. We've got a funk band called Burn, and, there's all kinds of good stuff.
Oh, that's great. That's great. We'll direct all of our listeners there. We'll keep pushing it for you. Let us know how it goes.
Will do. Absolutely. No, I really, really, really appreciate the words on it.
No problem, buddy. And Amin, you excited about coming back? Are you already studying in your
head? I'm ready to come back tomorrow.
He did to prepare one of these times. Is he went to his CD collection and would put his hand on each CD and then like whistle the theme to himself, as if he actually remembered it.
I train. I take this stuff seriously.
Right, right. Oh, man,
like rock.
Great.
Actually, my wife suggested that we receive. My parents were here visiting, and they said we're gonna get you a apartment warming gift. So my wife told them that they should get a giant CD rack, and so they got us a rack that fits 2,500 CDs, which are, it's now almost all filled up with film scores, and then I have like, I don't know how many gazillions on my hard drive on my computer. Mm. So now they're all organized and cleaned up. Before that, they were all messy and thrown around different corners, so... Now I have a mechanism to train and champion, the undefeated champion of the world.
Right. I could hear Amin like during the middle of an intense match, leaning over to his wife and saying, "Cut me, cut me," like Rocky in the corner of the ring.
I can't see.
I'm seeing two of everything out there. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Jerry, Nicholas,
yeah, no
Abid,
problem.
And Austin.
It's been great fun.
It's
really
it
quite the highlight of the month each time around. It's quite a lot of fun.
Well, I'll tell you guys.
Hopefully next month or next time I'll be able to announce a new movie. So.
Oh, cool.
Absolutely.
We definitely look forward to that.
Yeah,
buddy. All right, cool. Guys. Well, I'll let you guys know when we're doing it again. Thanks, everyone out there, for listening. Live in the first hour and calling in and listening when you can't hear it on the computer. We will be available for replay and on archive, so just download whatever you've missed, and it'll be ready for you right after we go off the air. Good night, everybody. You don't have to guess about this theme song. This is our closing theme song for the show.
All right, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. All right, take care.